Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, March 28th. A young planet is getting greedy. It's gobbling up gas and dust from its surroundings. And observations last summer showed that its appetite got a lot bigger. It was consuming as much as 8 times more material than in the spring. The planet is known by a catalog designation, Ka-1107. That indicates it's in the constellation Chameleon, which is too far south to see from the United States. It's hundreds of light years away. Most planets are born in disks of material that encircle newborn stars, but this one appears to be on its own. That makes it a rogue world. It's roughly 5 to 10 times the mass of Jupiter, the largest planet in our own solar system, and about 3 times Jupiter's diameter. It's encircled by its own disk of material. That's because it's in a giant complex of gas and dust that's giving birth to many new stars. As it pulls in material from its disk, it gets heavier, just like a newly forming star. The planet won't get big enough to shine as a true star, but it's possible that it could become a failed star known as a brown dwarf, a sort of missing link between stars and planets. Last summer's outburst wasn't the first for Ka-1107. It flared up in 2016 as well. So its growth process may be choppy, short feeding frenzies between longer periods of quieter appetite. We have skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.